So we'll start with Vos is Nice news site, which is really also an article in the Five Towns Jewish Times about, I'll read you the title, which is called Those Dining Room Sinks. This is more of a Five Towns thing, I think, than a Queens thing. But are you supposed to have a sink in your dining room? In other words, you have a kitchen, and you have a dining room, you have a living room as well. In your dining room, are you supposed to build a sink in the dining room? Why? So, Rabbi Yair Hoffman writes in the Vos is Nice and the Five Towns Jewish Times, no, this article is not sponsored by one of those fancy sink stores. But the fact is that a number of people, again, I guess number of people depends on where you live, but number of people are installing washing stations. I know a couple of people in this neighborhood who are installing washing stations in their dining area. It is a great convenience for elderly people, for those with trouble walking, and for, well, those who are just plain lazy. You gotta be pretty lazy to be able to not walk really six feet maybe.
Not in those houses.
Okay, those houses. I mean, well, in other houses when you have. So you have two stairways. You have an elevator in your house, so those that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about. I hear you. We're talking about 18-footers in Kew Gardens, or if you're really wealthy, you got a 20-footer, okay? So we're talking about Kew Garden Hills standards over here. This is a Kew Garden Hills shir, Baruch Hashem. And so, and we're happy about that, very much so. And so, so he talks, his next sentence, his header is halachic basis, and writes, but is there perhaps also a halachic basis to this new trend? And he talks about a totally different topic, really, than what we're going to talk about, is there a hefsik from the time is there a possible issue of a hefsik in reciting Al Netilas Yadayim in the kitchen and then having to trek all the way to the dining room for Amotzi? That's a fascinating topic. That is not our topic, because our topic is Kiddush. So I have another question for you. Is it an issue of Kiddush B'makom Su'uda, which we said that your Kiddush needs to be in the same place as your Makom Su'uda, where you're eating. Is it a problem to make Kiddush in your dining room, to go into the kitchen to wash, and then to come back into the dining room to eat? Now you're all looking at me quizzically. Well, what would be the issue at all? So the Gemara, which we've read a couple of times now, and we've talked about Kiddush B'makom Su'uda, there's a lot of Amoraim that would house jump from. They would make Kiddush in this house, and then they would go to another house, and they'd make Kiddush again. So we don't have to read those Gemaras again. But what that shows you, says the Ramah, is something interesting, is that if you're going to leave your area and make Kiddush in another area, then you have to make Kiddush again. Says the Magen Avraham, he elaborates on this, and he says, "D'im yotza bentayim." If you make Kiddush in one area, and then you leave that area, you need to make Kiddush again. Now, the million-dollar question about this Magen Avraham is, what does he mean? If you're over here in your dining room, and you go to a different area, you need to make Kiddush again. That's what we spoke about last week. If you're in one corner, if you're upstairs, downstairs. So this is the question. By the way, I have to say a sentence. I'm putting this on tape because one of my daughters spent Shabbos in Riverdale this past Shabbos as part of a Shabbaton, school Shabbaton. And they stayed at Ramu, Rabbi's shul, Rabbi Mordechai Willig Shlita. And they told me that Rabbi Willig, again, they couldn't see because they were in the women's section, Rabbi Willig makes Kiddush upstairs, Shabbos morning. Now he does, didn't, I asked my daughter to testify, I have to ask her, but I will next time I speak to him, is that does he also eat up there a mizonos, or does he have a full revius to make a kiddush, a double revius, if you have a kiddush b'makom suda upstairs as well? I'm assuming he does, but my daughter cannot see from the women's section. So that answers up that Rabbi Schoenfeld question that we were talking about a few weeks ago, but obviously other rabbanim do that as well. So that is a maisa. Of course, I'm saying these are both gedolim. But what's interesting, the question is how much is drunk upstairs? That's last week's chabura. But what we see from that, the issue that we're talking about is leaving a room and even coming back. So in other words, I'm a hatzala guy and I get a call and I have to run outside. Or I get an Amazon package and I run outside to thank the Amazon man, right? And it's a new contemporary halacha. That's much more practical, right?
You have to go to the bathroom.
Or you have to go to the bathroom in between Kiddush and Hamotzi. And you leave the dining room. And you come back. Let's make it an easy case. You go outside. So you want to say the bathroom or the kitchen is close by. Let's say I walk outside. A friend's there and I get a knock on the door. I walk out, someone outside or whatever it is. Now, do I have to make kiddush again when I come back? What do you say?
No.
No. Okay. Even you're saying, if my das was not to do that. So in other words, I didn't know the Amazon man was going to come at that second. And I go outside to thank the Amazon man. I walk outside. And so I didn't know he was going to come. So even in that situation, you don't make kiddush again. Still coming back. So how do you interpret this Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham says, if you're yotza bein tayim, if you go out from that place in between, in the middle of Kiddush and Suda, you need to make Kiddush again. So one view of this Magen Avraham is explained by the Machatz Hashek on the Tosefah Shabbos, that of course the Magen Avraham means if you return to the original place, you don't need to make Kiddush again. In fact, all those stories in the Gemara about Rav Huna and others is when they went from place one to place two, and stayed in place two. They were eating their meal in place two. They weren't talking about cases where they went to place two and then returned to place one. That, of course, is a no-brainer that no new kiddush is required.
In the first place, why would they make kiddush?
So that's a good question. So that is a good question. Let's say they thought they were eating that place, and then there was, the lights went off in one of the cases of the Gemara, or something happened that they didn't realize, or their kids invited them in mid-meal. Their kids should have invited them earlier, but then in the mid-meal, they invite them, so they go pick up and eat with their kids in the next house over. Says the Machatz Hashekel, if they would return to their place, then that's a whole different shaila. Even the Magen Avraham agrees that no new kiddush is required. Okay. Comes along the Chai Adam, and as well as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and seem to say that's not so simple. That Yotza Bein Tayim means that if you go out in the middle of it, and then you return to that place, you've now broken the kiddush B'Makom Suda. The whole idea of kiddush B'Makom Suda, as we talked about, is to have the kiddush together with the Su'uda. If you're going, taking a spatzir in the middle outside, or even if you're going to the bathroom perhaps, or you're going into the kitchen perhaps, you've now broken your kiddush together with the Su'uda in one place.
How can you say that? Because there's probably challahs on the table.
Okay. And
maybe other food on the table.
And what about other what? I thought you were going to say other something. Other what?
People.
Other people also people by the table. Okay, so we're going to have to talk about it. Comes along the Chai Adam and seems to imply that if you go out to one place, your Yatsim in time, and come back, you've now broken your Kiddush B'Makom Su'uda. So how do we paskin? So the Aruch HaShulchan and Mishnah Berurah both try to come up with a compromise. Mishnah Berurah is a lot much longer, so we'll read the Aruch HaShulchan first and we'll sum up the Mishnah Berurah as well. Listen to this Aruch HaShulchan. He says, "Gamma shekasav amagen Avraham." This that the Magen Avraham said, "Im yotza mimekomo bentayim," that if you leave your place in the middle, tzarich lekadesh shenis, you need to make a second kiddush when you come back. Zeu gamkein. This is only talking about yitzia arucha l'shuk. What does that mean? A yitzia arucha. What's an arucha? A long spatzir l'shuk. Like to the market. Avolo yitz. No, just market's a bad term. To the park, to the main square, the town square. You're not buying anything on Shabbos. A town square. And then you go to Shabbos Park in the middle. Yeah, avolo yitzia bechotzir. We're not talking about when you go into your alleyway or the street right by your house. V'ra'isi, says the Aruch HaShulchan, mi shelo pirishkein. I saw other poskim that don't explain it that way. V'lo nehiroi. It's not correct. And he says, this is my understanding. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, one second. There is no problem, probably, to go to the kitchen for sure not. Go to the restroom as well for a few minutes, probably not a big deal either. You know, you're going to outside to thank the Amazon man, whatever it is. You go to walk your friend outside, not a problem at all. Hatzolah calls, though, yeah, for an hour and a half, perhaps, according to Aruch HaShulchan, would require a new kiddush.
Yeah, but with Hatzolah, haven't there been other situations where they're very lenient with certain things because they're fearful that if someone has to worry about doing this, then they're going to choose not to leave the house?
I'm with you. But making kiddush again, to me, doesn't seem, especially if it's alcohol, yeah? Doesn't seem to me that it's such a disincentive, no, Shalom, to go. Although, I will read you the most wild Shevet Alevi from Bnei Brak. Zatzal, Nifter, 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, I will read to you a wild Shevet Alevi, which cuts against everything you're saying, but I think that most posts can agree with you on this, but he's outliered, I think, in everything. We'll see in a second. So comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, and Mishnah Berurah in a long Bir Alach, and Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate as well that length of time plays a strong factor in determining whether it's a hefsek or not. Would come out that really going into the dining room, is a kitchen to dining room, whatever, is not a hefsek at all. You don't have to worry. You don't have to install a sink in your dining room. However, the Tzitz Eliezer, first of all, builds this. First, we'll give one more leniency, then we'll talk about the machmirim. The Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenburg, also nifted about 10, 15 years ago, in 2008, 2009, I think, he writes that there are poskim who say that l'chadchila, you don't have to worry about this. You could walk into a different room, you walk into back into the room, and the main leniencies that you could rely upon is what you said, is that there are other people still in the room. Half the time, I don't know what happens in your house, but by the time we had all of us into wash kiddush, and there's still people in the dining rooms at all time. The time you get some of the kids to come in, some kids, you know, fighting over the spilled, or I want to go first to kiddush, whatever. You know, the whole show, but people are, but there's always someone in the dining room. It's not like everyone clears out nicely and lines up, maybe in your house, single file at the hamotz, even if we have two sinks in Baruch Hashem in our kitchen, it's not so simple and it's not so clean. So usually someone is by the dining room table. So for sure, someone is still by the meal. The meal is still considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda. He also brings a proof from when do we have this issue? When do we have this issue that you leave in between Kiddush and Hamotzi? No? Wrong holiday.
Sukkot.
That's the most common. Even if you have, you're very lucky, Baruch Hashem, I have a sukkah now on my back porch in this house, so it's literally connected to my back room, which is connected to my kitchen, so you literally could see the sink of the kitchen from my sukkah. If you open up the door, you really could see it. It's literally right there, but practically speaking, you're walking out of the room of the sukkah into the kitchen to wash amotzi. So how do you allow to do that? You're going to make kiddush in the sukkah. You're going to go wash amotzi, unless you, so you can tell me, bring amotzi out to the sukkah. You think you're such a chacham. Most people's sukkah is built on grass. So not such a great idea to wash outside, because you're going to spill a little bit, you're going to get on the grass. So it's not the best eitzah, it's not a good advice necessarily to bring the hamotzi out into the courtyard, into the sukkah. So you really got problems. So what do you got to do? You're going to take your kid, you're going to make kiddush from a sukkah, you're going to go wash hamotzi in the kitchen. So it says, Tzitz Eliezer, clearly such a short time, you know, the difference of going inside, he says, is for sure not a problem, and he rules lenient. Rabbi Avadi Yosef, therefore, says quite clearly, women, he speaks on women could patchki in the kitchen in between Kiddush and Challah. You don't have any worries about that. They could go in, they could set this up, they put the food on the blech, mixer, whatever it is. Yeah, in between Kiddush and Challah, he says, not a problem at all. I assume men as well is not a problem, but he, you know, I guess in the typical Sephardish home, and maybe in Ashkenazi homes as well, it's often the woman who's, again, I'm not allowed in the kitchen at all. I don't know what anything is. I'd say my wife makes fun of me. I don't even know where the Fleshik silverware is in my house, which is true. I stay far away from things I know what I don't know. But the point is that Pachking in the kitchen in between Kiddush and Challah, not a problem at all. Comes along the Machmirim and says, one second. The Ketzos HaShulchan from the previous Dar writes as well that it is better to be Machmir, especially for Kiddush by day, which is just a Brei Priya Guffin. So if you have to go to the bathroom or you have to walk outside to thank the Amazon man, you know what you should do? Stay outside. Stay outside for a half hour. And then you'll come back, and what are you going to do? You have another shot. Yeah, you have another Brei. All it is a Brei Priya Guffin. You're not making Kiddush again. It's just a Brei Priya Guffin. So have a hefsik. I mean, if you break, really break, and take a break, and your wife may not be so happy, you may have delayed your meal, but if assuming that that's not a consideration, he says, because why are you playing with fire over here? You're half hefsik, you're not a half hefsik, you walk to the bathroom for 7 minutes, now is that considered hefsik? He says, I'll tell you what to do. Just stay out of your dining room then for a half hour. Now that's a tremendous chumrah. Yeah.
If you have it in the kitchen, you never solve a problem unless you bring the water to the...
You always have this issue, right? So what are you going to do? That's what I said, unless you, only if there's no difference. Yeah, you take a nap for a half hour. I would, come on, everyone wants to take naps for a half hour. Instead of taking, comes along the Chazon Ish, the Ehud Chazon Ish, and they say, they write that the Chazon Ish was makpid to have a dining room sink. In other words, I'm sure he didn't install a fancy, the Five Towns Jewish Times. I don't think he used that sink. Well, probably they brought in the old basin, right? The basin that you bring by the Seder, right? The big bowl. And they washed the Chaznish hands in the dining room. Why? Because I'm sure Chaznish's house was not, probably the whole Chaznish's house was like even our queen's living rooms, you know? But I'm sure we didn't have this elaborate house, but still, to walk from one room to a separate room, he felt was a hefsik, and therefore he said that the way to do it is everyone should wash in the dining room, and then you have no problem. And what about Sukkos? No?
Bring the washing in the Sukkos.
Okay, but then you have, I'm nervous about that, because I don't know if you've ever seen my kids wash. There's no way that water gets in the basin fully, and therefore it's going to get outside the basin. You're going to water grass on Shabbos if you have a grass. That you're not supposed to do. That's a Doraisa, perhaps. So you have problems. I don't love that idea. So you know what he says to do? Listen to this. He says, it's brought down, and it's not practical. Don't do this, because we don't follow them and hug them with the Chazon Ish. But they say, Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggests this as well. What do? Yek it for a week. Wash first inside. Brilliant. And we gave a whole chabur on that a few months ago already. We said it's really fine to do that according to many poskim. In fact, that may be more the original minhag according to some. So all of a sudden, you could flip it and then you'll solve all your problems. If you're so machbit about breaking, just wash first. Now, I've never seen anyone do this. He writes he could. I've never seen anyone do this. As I said, don't try this at home because we're not the Chazon Ish. But those who follow the Pesachim of the Chazon Ish from Chaim Kanievsky Foley and that in the Bnei Brak world, perhaps that's what they do. I don't know. You have to ask around. But that's what I saw many Svarim cite. Nishma Shabbos writes. He also writes some people are machbit to follow this as well. Fine. Comes along with Shevet Alevi. And also gives a tremendous chumrah. Now this, you can't make this stuff up. That's why I printed it out to you. I'm going to read it to you because I don't want anyone to jump on me. Yeah? Okay? Shalom, don't jump on me, okay? Here, because it goes against everything you said. It goes against everything I was taught as well. So yeah? So listen to this. I don't know if that's to my father. I don't know if my father's going to write this tshuva. Let's see. Mashashal kavod taraso. Someone asked to shave it alevi. Binyan chavar atzala. It's Bnei Brak Chavar Hatzalah, I guess. Or someone asked in Bnei Brak about Hatzalah elsewhere. Shekiddush al Yayin. He makes Kiddush on wine. V'nikra Miyad. He has to go to Hatzalah. Latzeh Slatzalah's Nefesh. He wants to save someone's life. Kodim Shekayim Mitzvah Suda. Before he ate Mitzvah Suda. Min Adin Im Chozer Akach Lebeso. He returns to his house, let's say an hour later. Im Tzarech Lachzar Lekadesh. Does he need to make Kiddush again? He cites the Shulchan Aruch, he cites the Magen Avram, he says If it's ones, it was an accident. V'gam yitziyam in amakom, he left the place. Shigam achozu umakomo. Harishon chayev akadish shenis alayayin. According to many poskim, if it wasn't immediate, he would need to make kiddush again. What does he therefore suggest you do? Alkein. Vaday. Yase titztaki. Be correct. Sheyochom at. Right? Eat a little bit before you go on that solo call. Uba'ofen, however, I'm sorry, Tony, going to jump on me. Uba'ofen, he writes, Shalo ya'akev zrizus to pikuach nefesh. It doesn't change pikuach nefesh. Now, I am not a doctor or a posek, nor am I someone with any knowledge. But I will tell you that there are certain, just from interacting with a couple of friends in Atzala, there are certain Atzala protocols which are followed. Now, it may be, now again, I'm not saying this with any knowledge, I'm just suggesting from conversations with people to take it with a major grain of salt. There are some rules about who's allowed to drive the ambulance. There's different levels if you're an EMT, right, or a medic, right? There's different levels. So if you are someone who you know, let's say you live next door to a Hatzalah truck, right? So you could be there in 1 second, but you know the guy who's on duty or whatever who's going to come lives a block and a half away and you have 30 seconds till he gets there. So for you to pop a cookie in your mouth for 30 seconds is not going to affect 100,000% because you're not going to drive the ambulance, right? You're the second guy or whatever it is. You're the guy who only doesn't have the first rights. There's all rules and that's all. It's an extremely complicated system which by poskim and doctors have set up this system. Anyone involved in Hatzalah will know this for sure. So if that's the case, maybe that's what he means. That you taking a bite of a cookie in that interim ain't going to affect anyone's pikuach nefesh because you could be right there in 1 second and you're waiting. You know you have to wait 30 seconds for the next guy to come. So maybe that's what he's saying. Other than that, it's a pretty amazing Shevet Alevi because
not everybody goes to the ambulance.
Correct, whatever it is. I was just using that as an example. So let's say you know that, correct. If you know that you're going to get there first, you shouldn't stop and have a cookie beforehand. Correct. But if you know, let's say some guy calls on the radio and says, I'm right there, we need a backup, and the backup is there just to help transport the guy, but the transport's not going to, until they do have, let's say, a protocol, they have to put machines on him or take his blood, whatever. So based on the rules of Hatzalah, you have 5 minutes to get there. Because you have a sixth guy to get there, or the fourth guy to get there. So then maybe that's what he's referring to. I don't know enough about Atzala's protocols to say that, but it's a pretty wild, I read you word for word of the entire tshuva, so that no one could challenge what he says. He does say, but ofen, in a case, shlo ya'akev zrizus tipkuach nefesh. You know for sure, it won't affect it. If there's a chance it's going to affect it, don't do this. But then you have a problem, because when you come back, you have to make Kiddush again, according to many posts, but according to some, maybe you don't. So now you've run into a major halachic quandary.
I was going to say, nothing to do with, doesn't change the halacha. Yeah. The person who's on call actually shouldn't be drinking wine.
Well, that's for sure. I'm assuming he's grape juice. We're grape juicing. This is a grape juice, yeah. No, I'll have the shot when he comes back, because now he's off duty, let's say. Okay, fine. The final issue is, well, what's considered a long time? Now, you could give a whole another share on this. I don't know if we'll do this the last week, but what's considered Zman Aruch? So, not surprisingly, the opinions range from 2 to 9 minutes, you know, even 2 minutes it could be, yeah, or all the way to a couple of hours, an hour or 2 hours. So I saw that a Sefer Meshav Balacha, if let's say a Rav gets a lot of shilas in his apartment building in Eretz Yisrael, and he has to walk out into the Cheder Madregos, you know, into the hallway to answer all these shilas in the middle of lunch, you know, Halavai, we should have such a stark community. People keep on bothering the Rav all lunch, but in Bnei Brak or Yerushalayim, they have this. So the Rav steps outside and he answers shilas, and then someone else comes and he's out there for an hour or so. He writes that if he's standing there the whole time and he's just outside his apartment, comes back, he does not need to make Kiddush again, even for an hour or so, because that's not considered enough time that you're outside. So the upshot is, most cases, you don't make Kiddush again. The only time you really make Kiddush, if you step outside for the Amazon man, or you go to the bathroom, or you walk into the kitchen, according to most poskim, you come back, you don't make Kiddush again. The issue becomes, is let's say you make Kiddush, and then you go outside, and you schmooze with your friend for 20 minutes. A half hour, you're outside, and your friend knocks at the door, and you walk him outside, and at that point, you already really have to look, was there anyone left at the table? What was your intention? You know, is it really a hefsek? At that point, you run into a little bit of problems.
I just want to ask you up front. it's true you may not have to make kiddush again.
Yeah.
But if you want to drink wine again and you went outside,
so this is the bracha. So again, it really depends on like what your das is, and a little bit like. If it's a little bit, it is connected, because if you're just outside for a second to Amazon man and you come right back in, you don't really need to make a brei priya gafen, according to most poskim, as we paskin. Again, you're outside for 20 minutes already, then I think the stakes already start changing. Once you're past 9 minutes, then you're already outside some of the shittas of a long time, and then you're already getting to, okay, you're on the right opinion about an hour. Okay, best dates is have kiddush, have challah, and then you could go schmooze with everyone. Yeah.
But then you run into the other problem. Yeah.
Correct. So that's why this this
bench.
So this shear is connected. It's connected. The 72 minutes is hours to 72 minutes is connected to this. So that's why again, anything under 20 minutes, I'd say 10, 15 minutes for sure, I don't think you come back and make kiddush. Once you're ready in the 20, 30, 40 minutes, then you're already getting into Suffolk land. Once you're at 72 minutes, already an hour, I would say you come back, you left your house and you come back an hour later, you probably make kiddush. Most of these Atzala guys probably make kiddush again. If they know the halacha, probably would make kiddush again if they come back an hour and a half, 2 hours later. Huh? What did you say? No, that's what I'm saying. 2 hours. Let's say come back 2 hours. They make kiddush again. Again, Baruch Hashem Atzala's superb poskim with a paskin. Hopefully they ask these shaylos as well. Shkoyach Hamerim.